This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app, and this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Tuesday afternoon, July 15th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Hart. Retiring at sea can be more realistic than most people think. We'll cover that in our next segment. But first, inflation moved higher last month, matching expectations as core prices also ticked up on concerns that tariffs will ripple through parts of the economy. Joining us on the Village Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Paul Christopher, head of global investment strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis. Paul, thank you for joining us today. The annual rate, 2.7%, a 0.3% month-over-month increase, and core inflation picked up 0.2% month-over-month, with the annual core inflation rate 2.9%, knocking on the door of 3%. Now, everyone knew the tariff price increases were coming. Are they in line with expectations, or were there some surprises inside the Consumer Price Index report?
Yeah, those price increases were largely in line with expectations. But what I find interesting is that if you exclude cars, right, the goods prices, core goods prices rose by 0.5%. And the increases were focused in household furnishings, apparel, motor vehicle parts, recreational items, and other goods. These are all things that we get from overseas, and these are things that we think are already starting to show the signs of tariffs. You're going to see more signs of tariffs when you go and do your back-to-school shopping.
And this is just the one of two inflation reports coming out this week. We have the Producer Price Index coming out tomorrow. And as far as getting a better handle on what tariffs are doing to prices, is it today's report or tomorrow's report that will really tell the tale?
I think you're going to see that this report will be and turn out to be an echo of tomorrow's. You'll see a little bit larger increases there, and we're watching the prices of goods as they come to the ports in California and on the West Coast, and we've already seen those prices go up there. They're just starting to filter now to consumers now.
As far as price increases are concerned, we do see the consumer price index figures ticking up on both a month-over-month and year-over-year basis. Is this merely a takeoff, or is this cruising altitude?
No, probably there's going to be more to come. But the interesting thing for us is, and the challenging thing, is that the way they've been spread out, right, with delays and pauses, and, well, let's see if you can negotiate with us, and if not, we'll hit you with a bigger tariff, in a few weeks or months. And spreading them out like this probably is going to extend the inflationary impact to a more modest way, but over a longer period of time, maybe even into early 26.
And then as far as Fed policymaking is concerned, of course, the White House is screaming at Chairman Powell to lower interest rates. But when it comes to reaching that 2% target, does price increases brought about by tariffs qualify as inflation as far as the traditional definition is concerned, or is that merely a distinction without a difference?
Yeah, I think in the Fed's eyes, especially Chairman Powell's eyes, that's probably a distinction without a difference. He's concerned that we might see prices go up, and that if he cuts rates, you'll see more activity that could drive prices even higher, and that's what he's trying to avoid.
Paul Christopher, head of global investment strategy at the Wells Fargo Investment Institute in St. Louis. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up, sailing into retirement. Tips for living full-time on a cruise ship coming up next.
The only program dedicated to currency events. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's part one of Travel Tuesday on the Noon Business Hour. Retiring on a cruise ship isn't just a dream. It can sometimes be even cheaper than many other senior living options with meals, care, and travel all included. Joining us to discuss is Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com, based in Chicago. Cindy, thank you for joining us today. And we have tackled this particular topic before on the Noon Business Hour, and of course, you see it in travel publications every now and then, but I managed to see this in the wild, Cindy, not too long ago. It was on Facebook, and it was a connection on that particular platform talking about their neighbor who really are doing the retirement at sea, and it can be fairly competitive just rolling over a fare week after week compared to going to an assisted living facility.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I cruise a fair amount, and I can't remember the last time I was on a cruise ship where I did not run into someone who was basically living on the cruise ship. It's become very popular, and it's not just retirees either anymore. You know, digital nomads, now that they've improved Wi-Fi on ships, even in the middle of the ocean, you can get decent connectivity these days. And there are, you know, non-retirees who are making this their homes as well. It's really about doing the math, right? You have to sit down and you have to say, okay, how much would it cost me if I had a mortgage payment and a car payment and insurance and taxes and food and entertainment and all the things that you get on a cruise ship? You sit down and you literally make a spreadsheet and you say, okay, it costs me this much for an all-inclusive cruise for a week, and it would cost me this much if I had to feed and clothe and entertain and house myself at home for a week, and you know which one wins.
And essentially, it's been a while since I looked at cruise fares, but you could do it for roughly $1,000 a week for one stateroom with just two people, if you play your cards right as far as specials are concerned. And you weigh $52,000 a year in housing costs versus what you would be paying on land. It would make a lot of sense. But if you are planning on doing this, do you stick with the same ship, or do you hop from line to line?
You know, it depends. Honestly, sticking with the same cruise line or cruise company helps you because, you know, just like there are frequent flyer programs, there are frequent cruiser programs, and you get all kinds of perks and price discounts and early bird specials and things like that that you could take advantage of, and, you know, earning points, and, you know, you can parlay that into a to a massage once in a while, or, you know, a free week on a cruise ship. So it's worth looking at all of that kind of stuff too. You know, the first person I ever met who was living on a cruise ship was this 95-year-old man, and, you know, his wife had died and they had been planning this cruise forever, and he decided to just go, and he liked it so much he just kept re-upping, and because he hadn't booked it ahead, you know, sometimes his cruise cabin was booked. So the crews knew him and loved him so much that they would just go in and pack up his room and move him to the new room while he sat by the pool, and they would set everything up for him because they were taking such good care of him on the cruise ship.
And living on a cruise ship couple is a distant relative of lives in a hotel guy. And there are some legendary lives in a hotel guys. I mean, Harry Carey lived in a hotel during his time in Chicago. The lounge at the Sheraton Universal in Hollywood is named after Telly Savalas, who lived in that hotel. So people do that. And if you want to do it yourself, how do you dip your toe in the water? No pun intended.
Well, you certainly, as I always say, whatever kind of big travel you're planning, start with small travel. You know, I wouldn't recommend this to someone who's never been on a cruise ship. You don't want to get out, you know, sell everything you own and then book it for a year and find out you get seasick. That would be a real drag. So, you know, book a couple of cruises, a couple of one-week cruises, plan for this, test the waters, so to speak. You know, try different cruise lines. Do you like Regent better than you like Carnival? Is it more your vibe? Because they're very different vibes on cruise ships. And, you know, you got like kids if you're going to do a big cruise ship. Maybe you want a small cruise ship. There's all kinds of different cruising experiences. So you make sure you find one that fits your personality. And then you start doing the math and you figure out what it is. Now, it's not cost effective if you're going to keep the house and the car and the insurance and all that kind of stuff. So when you get off the boat, you 2 weeks out of the year, you know, to come back and visit the kids, you have your house. Unless, you know, you can actually afford like having a second house. But if you're really going to, if you're going to make that your life, you have to figure you're going to sell everything. You know, you're not, you can't really be a thing person. You can't have, you know, grandma's china with you on a cruise ship. So you've got to decide what are those trade-offs and whether they're worth it for you.
Yeah, and
absolutely.
I was going to say, the real question is, especially if you decide to camp out on a ship going to and from the Caribbean, is how often can you hear Cheeseburger in Paradise? And can you listen to that every day for a year?
Well, you know what? If you don't like it, turn off your hearing aids.
Very good. Good advice. Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com, based in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, tapping into the growing number of paid sabbatical programs that go beyond academia.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
More companies are offering paid sabbaticals, even outside of academia. Joining us to explain is Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm To Discern in Chicago. Rick, thank you for joining us today, and explain the concept of a sabbatical and how you can get one, especially if you're outside of academia or other disciplines that offer sabbaticals to their employees from time to time.
Sure. So a sabbatical, in simple terms, is a gift of time given to an employee by a company. It's often based on the amount of years that they have served in the company, 3, 5, or 7 years, whatever it might be. It's more common in academia, but businesses do it as well. Some of the forward-thinking companies that do that for their high-potential executives who are working in a very fast-paced environment and can use the break. It gives them a fresh perspective. It's a competitive advantage because it's something that not every company offers. And it can reduce your costs because people are more inclined to stay and less inclined to burn out when they get this anywhere from 3 months to a year sabbatical.
I would imagine for the business and for the person taking the sabbatical, the ideal vision of the how a sabbatical works out is Don Draper in the final scene of Mad Men, where the high potential executive is centering him or herself at a retreat somewhere, and then they come back from the sabbatical and come back with "I want to teach the world to drink a Coke," and with the campaign that changes the company.
Yeah, everybody wants to be Don Draper. I think the thing that's important about sabbaticals is the most effective sabbaticals tend to have some component of challenge for the individual. Not that you should go climb Mount Everest, but, you know, Outward Bound for adults, you know, doing some more challenging hike, perhaps in another country. Bucket list items that you've always wished you knew more about, you know, perhaps it's visiting a certain part of the world that you've always been fascinated by, but never have taken the time to do that, or things that you don't get to do with your family. But the one thing I would caution against for the person taking the sabbatical is using it as an excuse to do more work. In other words, geez, I'm going to get a coding experience that I can really use in my work. that's great, but it's not relaxing. It's not a break, and I don't think it's going to really have the effect you want out of it.
Rick Cobb, founder of the workplace consulting firm To Discern in Chicago, thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Still ahead in Travel Tuesday, a look at the growing trend of grandparents and grandkids taking parent-free trips. And oh, by the way, Rick is my guest this upcoming Sunday on At Issue, where we talk about the local job market, prevailing trends, and what you can do to get ahead. So check that out Sunday morning and Sunday evening at 9:30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This is Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. Markets are mixed today. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Jim Welsh, macro strategist and portfolio manager, MacroTides.com, based in San Diego. Jim, thank you for joining us today. And the headline of today, of course, is the Consumer Price Index report that came out this morning that showed that there was a pickup in consumer prices, largely driven by the tariffs that were imposed several months ago, but it was in line with analysts' expectations. Your take on the CPI print this morning?
Well, you're talking about a few basis points, Rob. The month-over-month change was 0.29. Had it been up 0.30, the annual rate would have been 2.65, and it would have been rounded up to 2.7 as opposed to being rounded down to 2.6. I know that's splitting hairs, but you know, right now that's the kind of logic that Wall Street is favoring. I think the key point for me, Rob, is we know that companies bought a lot of merchandise before the tariffs went into effect, and slowly but surely those inventories are being worked down. So a lot of companies haven't been kind of pressured to raise prices because they were selling old inventory. I think progressively in coming months, we'll see more of the feed through of the higher tariff goods that have been brought in show up in the CPI over the next 2 to 3 months. So to me, this was a close but no cigar, in the sense that, you know, tariff is going to cause more inflation. But again, people are reacting as if, okay, it's not a big problem.
And it seems like tomorrow we may get a glimpse at things to come when the producer price index figures are released.
Yeah, that's another number that people are going to pay attention to. Last month, all the three key metrics within the PPI report were up 0.1%. So really low numbers. So I think, again, the table is set for a little bit of a negative surprise. One thing I'll mention, Rob, because I think it's important. In April, the Atlanta Federal Reserve did a survey of companies asking them, if they were planning on passing through the tariff cost increases to them, almost 50% of them said yes. So I think the willingness of companies to pass along tariff increases just reinforces the idea. As more goods come in that are under tariffs, we're going to see it show up in the price indices.
If you are the chairman of the Federal Reserve, how do you parse these inflation numbers today? Jim Welsh, a macro strategist and portfolio manager, MacroTides.com, based in San Diego. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll pick up this conversation later on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up in Travel Tuesday, a look at how grandparents and grandkids are bonding on parent-free adventures.
This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Travel Tuesday, Part 2, sponsored by Preflight Airport Parking. So-called skip-gen travel is booming. Grandparents are vacationing with the grandkids, skipping the parents and creating memories through meaningful, family-focused adventures. We turn now to Angie Rice, co-founder of Boutique Travel Advisors based in Scottsdale. The website, travelbta.com. Angie, thank you for joining us today. And how does this skip-gen travel compare to just sending the kids to grandma and grandpa's house in Florida for a week?
Well, it's creating greater experiential components to the time spent together and allowing grandparents to really showcase their grandchildren ways that they can learn about different destinations and experience those destinations together.
And it seems like a number of destinations or cruise lines or resorts are trying to meet these families where they are and cater experiences that really, you know, engage the kids, but also understand that their grandparents aren't really up for a day, you know, 12 to 13 hours straight of walking around a theme park.
Right. And the travel community is definitely responding to this new phenomenon of grandparents wanting to travel with their grandchildren. And you see it at all different ages. And kudos to these grandparents who are living longer and healthier, and they want to explore and be adventurous to their capacity, they're able. And we find that grandparents are taking little ones to places like Disney, and those that have older grandchildren are even taking them abroad.
And the great part about this, whether you go to Disney or whether you go to Outer Mongolia or if you just go up to Wisconsin, you're making memories. And that really is the win, regardless of where you go or what you do. You're making these core memories that the grandkids will remember for the rest of their lives. And it seems to be a much better investment in terms of money compared to just buying more stuff, because stuff will eventually be thrown away or sold at a garage sale.
I might be a little biased, but I couldn't agree with you more. I do feel that investing in experiences allows for grandparents to leave a cherished memory with their grandchildren that's going to impact them for the rest of their lives. And you're finding that grandparent and grandchildren are taking trips together, and it's not just the trip, it's the planning, and it's the looking back on those memories. I have a Chicago-based client, for example, former principal, and when her grandchildren were teenage, she took them cruising, and then they ventured together, grandma and grandpa and the three grandchildren, on a land-based itinerary to Italy. And now that they're graduating from college, some of them are young adults, she's taking them on a one-on-one experience based on the destination of their choice. So it really is something that you can build in, and it's a way to give back to your children and grandchildren in a way that, in my opinion, is more than, you know, what you can get in return from a cash investment down the road that's provided to grandchildren. This is something that's a shared experience together.
And then what are some good conversation starters as in terms of you're a grandparent and you want to plan a skip-gen trip for the grandkids, but it's not just going to a resort or a theme park. You want to engage them in their interests. So what are some good places to start?
First, I would involve mom and dad to ensure that mom and dad understand the intention of this trip and perhaps why they're not invited. And on the flip side, I think this is a great opportunity for mom and dad to either allow themselves some downtime at home or to take a different trip. Or for some people, it's not financially affordable for them to take time off work, whether they're self-employed or they don't necessarily have the vacation time. And grandparents sometimes have greater means. So it really does create a positive financial situation for some. parents to allow the grandparents to travel with the kids, and then involving the children. Let them be part of the process. I think grandparents are great listeners, so that probably comes natural to them. But really understanding which destinations are going to be best suited for the family, and recognizing if the grandkids are at different ages, we have to balance that as well. For example, Costa Rica is a fantastic destination when kids are little, but I think some of the activities as they get older are more geared toward 10, 12 and older, such as zip lining and ATV rides. So letting grandparents know, are they equipped to do those things, as well as the youngest versus the oldest that will be accompanying them.
Angie Rice, co-founder of Boutique Travel Advisors based in Scottsdale, Arizona. The website, travelbta.com. Join us at this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday. And still to come, teaching kids real-world money lessons through gaming and digital spending habits.
Lunch money for all generations. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Kids' gaming habits can wreck their parents' wallet. It's a great reason to set spending limits, spot risks, and turn it into a powerful money lesson. We welcome and Shane Gornick, financial advisor, Forefront Financial Planning in Lyle. Find him online, preparemyretirement.com. Shane, thank you for joining us today. And this is a particularly well-timed segment because not too long ago, I was talking to a parent who listens to the show, and this parent said, you have to do a segment on kids who rack up huge charges on their parents' credit cards through games. Because the child made a number of $2,500 worth of in-game purchases. Ouch. Unknowingly, and that we need to warn other parents that this exists. So this is our warning to parents that this actually happens, but a crisis can also be turned into an opportunity. And how can parents use video games to teach their kids important spending lessons?
Great question, Rob. And those things can sneak up on people. One of the things that we recommend is giving your child a budget. So maybe it's $10 a week, just throwing a number out there, and letting them use that money for video game purposes or other things as well. So it kind of forces them to budget for what they're spending the money on. We also find it's good to have them pick some sort of item that's a physical item other than something via video game that they can equate that to. So I don't know about you, Rob. I know my daughter happens to love skincare. And if there's some skincare item at Sephora she wants for $40, that's 4 weeks of saving that $10. And so putting it in perspective, if it's not just $10, but it's $10 towards some larger purchase that they might like, that's something they can actually touch and feel versus the video game, we think that goes a long way towards helping.
And the money lessons that really have the greatest resonance and probably land and stay and stick are the money lessons that are taught through your everyday experience. So if you play Minecraft and want to mortgage the house on in-game purchases, that is where you should teach that lesson. And if you have a Sephora teen or a Sephora preteen at home and they want to buy that very rather expensive skincare item, they have to put skin in the game, no pun intended, and actually save up for it. And because you're meeting them where they are, then the lesson's actually going to sink in.
Exactly.
On the other hand, go ahead.
Nope, go right ahead, Rob.
Well, and lastly, though, these in-game purchases, Shane, I don't know. This is a world that's totally foreign to me because that never happened when we were playing Street Fighter II back in the day.
Quarters in a machine. It was a different world.
And even then, we had a budget, and we liked it. Shane Gornick.
And when you ran out of quarters, you were done.
Yeah, you had to ask your parents to pick you up from Chicago Ridge Mall. Shane Gornick, financial advisor, Forefront Financial Planning in Lyle. Find him online, preparemyretirement.com. Thank you for joining us today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.